get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break. We encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Jinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And Lydia, aka Mama Lou, is off again this week because we're recording at the same time we recorded last week's episode. So same problem. Hopefully by now her air conditioning is fixed and everything is good and wonderful in the world.
So, fingers crossed.
That Lydia is having a better day than she has been having. So there you go. Okay, so for today's episode, we are actually talking about, we had mentioned a few weeks ago that Lydia and I dragged Lydia to go see the Pop 2000 tour in Cleveland, Ohio, because BB Mac was going to be there. We did not get BB Mac in Niagara Falls. We got kind of Smash Mouth. Like, they go by the name Smash Mouth, but I feel like there was only maybe one original member, and that wasn't the lead singer, so...
But nobody would be the wiser, because I don't think everyone knows that story.
Did we not talk about that?
Yeah, we did. But I'm just saying, like, if you didn't know, if you don't listen to this podcast and find out that information, you would think, oh, this is the regular guy.
This is the regular guy. See, there you go. We're just imparting wisdom on you.
See, we're just giving the information that you need.
Listen to some of our episodes. You can check out our past episodes, youtube.com/boybandbreak, or on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Find your buddies at Boy Band Break, and we are We have literally hundreds of episodes because, oh my gosh, I forgot to mention, we just celebrated 5 years.
5 years. So, congrats to us, and thanks to everyone for listening.
I want to say it was around August 11th-ish.
I think it was August 12th.
Yes. So, yeah. So, 5 years of boy bands. We pretty much do a weekly episode every Sunday, minus a couple here and there over the years. Maybe.
Yeah, I think a pretty good track record.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of boy band talk. So, if you want to go back, you want to listen to album reviews, you want to listen to other things, our experiences at concerts, Sophia's experience on a really long, long, long bus ride. You know, we have a lot of fun boy band experiences. So if this is your first time, welcome. We like to talk about all boy bands. Backstreet Boys, O-Town, NSYNC. But today we are talking about a BB Mac.
Woo!
So there you go.
And not to be confused with Westlife.
Not to be confused with Westlife, which confused Lydia greatly. So speaking of Westlife, they actually just announced... guess about a week ago when this episode airs, that they are doing a North American tour.
And what is interesting about it is they never have been to North America.
So they say they've never been to North America, but I could have sworn that I met Westlife as a teenager. So I looked back and I did. Much music. Okay, I met them. So they have never done a tour in Canada, but they have been to Canada. Because I remember being there, and I want to say it was like Corn Pops or something, had these like little trading cards, and it had that Billy, the Urgently in Love. I can't remember his
name.
But yeah, that guy, they had McMaster and James, and I believe they had Westlife. I'm going to go look in my collection of crap upstairs and see if I can find it. But they were like little trading cards. And I remember being at Much Music when they were there. And then I was like, hey, can you sign this? And the blonde guy was like, yes, I'll do it later. And then he never did, and they left. I was just like...
for shame.
Boy bands. So anyway, so then I was just like, I could have sworn that Westlife was... So then I went to... good old YouTube and typed in Westlife Much Music, and I found the thing. I didn't actually watch it to see if you could see me in the background or not, but anyways, so this is their first actual tour in Canada, which I don't know why they wouldn't have done it back then. One of my friends, Sarah, a Backstreet Boys friend was like, hey, are you going to the Westlife? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, oh yeah. She's like, they would have sold out arenas back then. So they're actually, they're doing one Toronto date, March, I want to say 13th. Mm. And then they're also doing Boston, New York, and Chicago.
And it's, are they popular in North America? I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out.
We will find, well, the day that we were recording this was the pre-sale for it. So I went to go check and it was pretty much sold out.
Okay. So then they're very popular.
And I know that, but they're playing at a very small venue. It's only like 3,100 people. So it's like,
is that the old Sony?
It's concert hall? Meridian something.
Meridian Hall, I think.
I think so.
And I think that was all the Sony Center before that. They changed the name.
Is that the one by the GO station?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a nice venue, but it's also,
oh, I think we were fillers for Canada's, yes, for Walk, Canada's of Fame. Walk of Fame. Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Yes.
With
Trish Stratus was the host.
Which now Sophia is like besties with, if you follow her on Instagram.
If you follow me on Instagram, you know that I have been a fan of hers for a long time. As you get older, you appreciate more people.
Yeah.
Yes. She has been very nice to me. She has signed everything that I have given her for free. I paid maybe one or two times.
Oh, wow.
And the rest she has... Yes, she is a Canada's Got Talent judge. I've been watching the past two seasons, and I have been tweeting and like posting about like what she says on there about the acts, mm-hmm. and she's been retweeting, and it helps like people in America because they don't have the channel. So she's always like, "What would I do without you? You like basically say everything that I've been saying." So. You're hired, basically.
Pretty much. And then
it's a kindness of my own heart, really.
Sorry?
It's at the bottom of like the kindness of my heart. Yes. It was also like
a little promo video about this magazine.
Yes, that's right. Yes. I was like, yes, get this. Why not? And then she's like, why are you buying everything? I was like, because I don't want you to give me for free. What do you mean? So basically, she was saying, you don't need to buy this. And I was like, no. If you would like to give me something for free after I've bought this, sure. But I need to support you still. Like, you know.
That's very nice of you.
Sophia. Yes. Yes. So, yeah. So 14-year-old Sophia would be like, oh, my gosh, 38-year-old. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You made our life.
See, there you go. You got boy bands.
I got boy bands. I got wrestlers. I got arrow people. I got, basically, I love everything. Can I just say, to make things happen for myself, this is fantastic.
You know what? You only live one life. You better enjoy your life. Exactly. Yes. So
and 14 to 16-year-old Sophia would have been like, oh my gosh, you met Beverly Hills 90210 actors?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like, yeah. You met Charmed actors? Wow. Yeah.
It's people on the TV screen in real life.
Sorry. I was just like, I grew up with these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Sorry. See, let's continue on to the segue of BB Mac.
So BB Mac.
Yes.
So as we were driving to Ohio, I said to Lydia, "Hey, can you play some BB Mac songs so I can like we can get hyped up before the concert?" Then I was
just a refresher.
It was a big refresher because I did not recognize a lot of them, and I was like, "Oh dear." So I'm like, do I only know one song from them? Do I only know Back Here? No, not. But it felt like that way in the moment. But then, like, when I was at the concert, it was good. So anyways.
As I was listening, I was like, have I listened to BB Mac before? Because I recognized, like, three songs.
Right? Right.
So then I was like, it must have been YTV because I remember. Because like I'm like, how do I know this song?
Yeah. Because some of them, I guess, were released in North America, right?
And yeah.
Radio, but I feel like we would have heard it from YTV's hit list because
yeah.
for those who are not from Canada, that was like youth television, I guess.
That was the jam.
And then they had a weekly hit list where they played like the top 30 music videos of the week or whatever.
That's how we met Tarzan Dan.
That's where all this stuff. Yes. And then what was her name afterwards? Leslie and Exan. They had those ones.
Ooh, yes.
Too. So, So anyway, so what the good part about this thing is obviously they had Canadian artists, American artists. They also had a lot of European artists. That's where you learned a lot of the European boy bands and stuff. So that's yes. where this came from. Yeah. All right. So as we do, whenever we do an album review, we read the Wikipedia page.
Our best friend.
Best friend Wikipedia, which is generally okay, but we'll see, you know, it is what it is. So
yeah, because isn't like fans are the ones who are updating this or something?
People, yes.
Yes.
For sure. So sometimes it's accurate. Most times it's mostly accurate, but
yes.
We'll go with that. So anyway, this is Sooner or Later, BB Mac album. Sooner or Later is the debut studio album by English pop group BB Mac, released on May 16th, 2000 through Telstar and Hollywood Records. As you can recall, who else is on Hollywood Records? The Jonas Brothers were on there.
Yes.
As well.
But not anymore. Sooner or Later.
No. Definitely not. But anyway, so there you go. It was re-released in the United Kingdom the following year, peaking at number 16 on the UK charts. The album peaked at number 38 on the US Billboard 200, producing 3 hit singles and was certified gold. So this is showing that it was released May 16th, 2000 in the US and then May 28th, 2001 in the UK. Okay. So, and then it just goes into the track listing. So there's really, you know, not a lot of meat on the bones here. But yeah, so I guess we will just start.
I guess to be fair, maybe this is like a North American page, so they wouldn't know about international bands. I don't know.
So, also apparently this was actually released originally in Asia in 1999. And it has a few different songs, but we'll get to that later. So I didn't. I'm just skipping ahead here. All right. So normally we like to have multiple voices here giving opinions. So sorry, you only have two of us, but it is what it is, guys. So
it's all good. It's all good.
Album cover back then. So there you go. All right. So the very first song is called Back Here. It was written by, I should probably say the three people of BB Mac are Mark Berry, Christian Burns, and Stephen McNally. So the reason why they're called BB Mac is because they took the two B's from Barry and Burns and the Mac from McNally, and that is how you got BB Mac. We did a BB Mac read through, I think Lydia and I did one.
Yes, you did it last week.
We had a lot of issues trying to recognize who was who, and it was.
And by last week, I meant 2 weeks ago. Sorry.
Yes. Yes, so there you go. So go back and listen to that one. There you go. So BB Mac. Okay, so Back Here was written by Mark, Christian, and Steven, and also Phil Thornalley. The producer is Oliver Lieber and John Shanks. He's going to shank you. All right, so I wrote classic. Great song. I played a lot. It is on our top 100 Spotify list. So any of you who are new to the program, because I believe we're at 257 episodes right now.
Yeah, we're up there now. Episode,
we actually took our top 100 boy band songs, and it was many hours of deliberation and confusion.
Four and a half hours.
It was 4.5 hours of insanity, but we came up with our top 100 list. So those are actually on Spotify. So if you have Spotify, look up Boy Band Breaks Top 100, and then you have a great list of songs. It's slightly less than 100 because some of the songs are not on Spotify, so you can't. If you watch our episode, it's episode 100, we go through our list of all the songs. So anyways, this song made it. I believe I'm the one who put it on there, so
that is correct.
So the best part is when I started writing this down, I was like, I really love that lyric. Lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. And then so I started playing the song and I was like, nope, that's a different song.
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's
Back for Good by Take That. So I don't know what I was on today when I thought that was the lyric. Which is also a really great song and also on the list, but that is not
yes.
This song. So this song is Back Here. So it's like, baby, set me free from this misery. I can't take no more. So it's like, Back Here, baby. Here I am, so alone, nothing in this world I can do. So it's just like a lot of good lyrics in this song. You are the one, I can't let you go. So it's like, it's just a really good song and it's catchy and it's sweet and it's nice. So it's essentially they want her to come back. They've broken up. He would like her to come back here, baby. So that is a good song. I like it. Star that song. So there you go, Sophia.
Yes. I like this song as well. Like I said, this is a song that I recognize and I was like, oh, wow. Good thing I watched YTV Hit List back in the day. I thought it was good. Good lyrics. It's a classic. Thumbs up. I liked it. Yeah, I really liked it.
This was their first single. It was originally released on August 9th, 1999. But obviously it took a little while for it to become popular.
Yes.
Okay, so the second song is called I'm Not in Love. It was written by Oliver Lieber and John Lind, and it was produced by Oliver Lieber. I wrote a slow start guitar. It picks up and it sounded familiar. Like there's something about this song that sounded familiar and I don't know why. And then I said, was this in a movie or a show? I said it was upbeat. And then singing.
It could have been in a show or a commercial maybe.
Could have been for sure. Yeah. I'm not in love. No, not at all. So at first I kind of took it at face value and I was just like, oh, okay, this guy's not in love, but he's singing this like really upbeat song about it. And then I realized he's in denial. So this is what the song is about. So, so he actually is in love. So it's like, yeah, girl, don't think you can tame me and change me. I'm not in love. What makes you think that you made me fall? But then you're like, oh, he actually is. So what if my heart skips a beat? What if I lose a little sleep? I'm not in love. You're like, So yes, I don't know.
He's like delusional, right? Because he's he doesn't believe that he is in love.
He sees her face in starry skies, but he's not in love, you know, he's just, you know, not.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I got. Sophia?
I thought it was like not bad of a song. Not as good as the first one. I enjoyed the first one.
Hard to get as good as the first one, for sure. Okay, so the next song is Next Time. So that was written by Oliver Lieber, Paul Peterson, and John Shanks, and it was produced by Oliver Lieber. Next time. Okay, so so one of the lyrics is, next time you see my girl, tell her I will die to hold her, tell her I love her. Next time you see my girl, don't you?
Was this also a single?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
But it sounded familiar to me.
Yeah, I thought it was a familiar song as well.
Because they did perform this in the concert, and
I don't know why. Maybe I'm just thinking that it's familiar. I don't know.
Here's what I'm going to say is that a bunch of these songs sound familiar to me when I was listening to the album, because I made another Spotify playlist for when we went to the Pop 2000 tour in Cleveland.
Yes.
I put these songs, and I believe like of the six or eight songs they performed, like five or six of them were from this first album. So a lot of their songs from this. So I've been listening to this song a lot recently. So
Maybe they sound similar because they sound like maybe a Westlife song.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. For sure. So then I said, I wasn't really sure if he was talking to like the new boyfriend or just in general, like, hey, you know, next time you see my girl, tell her I'm sorry. I said it was a good song, but kind of dramatic.
Yeah, I thought it was like very dramatic as well.
Because he's like, I would die to hold her. No, just tell her that, okay? It's fine. Just tell her. Next. Then he was like, you know, like, I wish I could find her. Did she disappear? I was just like, is she missing or is she
just... I was like, that escalated quickly. And then you're continuing the escalation of weirdness almost.
Yes.
Yes.
But like, it has a good beat to the song. Like,
it does have a good beat, yes. But sometimes lyrics are weird and then they still make a good song. Like, I Want It That Way has like weird, but it's a hit song, right?
Maybe that's kind of the thing of a pop song. You just kind of have a little bit of a strange lyric there.
Maybe. And maybe this John Shanks guy is like Max Martin for Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Maybe.
Is it his name John Shanks or?
John Shanks. John Matthew Shanks is an American songwriter, record producer, and guitarist. And apparently
I've never heard of him.
He kind of looks like Adam Sandler and Ben Affleck mixed together.
Oh, interesting combination.
Yes, I don't know. I'm just, maybe this picture is just a weird one. Oliver Lieber seems to have quite a few things. Anyways, do you have anything about Next Time? Or?
Yeah, I thought it was an okay song. Like I said, I feel like the first song right now is the best one so far.
So far. It's kind of hard when you start off with like a juggernaut of an amazing song and then like you got to try to like live up to those ones. But yeah.
Yeah, because it kind of like tapers off. But should it be tapering off already?
Yeah, but yes. No, I feel
I don't know.
Okay, so next song up, track number 4 is Unpredictable, written by Oliver Lieber, Paul Peterson, and Anthony Kavanagh, and is produced by Oliver Lieber and Rob Cavallo. Love is unpredictable. So
it almost had like a rock beat.
Yeah, it was. It's like a good. It's very catchy. It could change your life forever, or you may never hear the call. And I was just like, oh, well, yes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Yeah, so it's just like, because I'm like, it could change your love. And I'm just like, oh, yes, I've never felt the call or heard the call. Where's my love in my life?
So sad.
It's all good. And it's like, it can take you to the highest high and sacrifice it all. It can change. Yeah, so. It's just like, you know, trying to be like, you know, go for it, make that leap for love, like, you know, but it's, yeah, I feel like it had a catchy beat. It was good. I liked it. So yeah, that was what I guess.
Yeah. I thought it was not bad. Better than the other ones, the other two.
Mm-hmm.
So a good improvement, I think.
This one, I like, it gets sticks in your head. And then, yes. Like, even at the con, like, when we were in the car, I felt like I'd never heard that song. Like, it didn't sound familiar to me. But then at the concert, I was just like, love is unpredictable. And I'm just like, I don't even know this song. And here I am just singing.
Yeah. I think sometimes at the concert, the songs sound better than on CD.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So maybe this is the one for you.
Could have been it, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 5 is Ghost of You and Me. So this was written by John Lind and Richard Page. It was produced by Rob Cavallo and John Lind again. So this is actually their third single. So this was released on July 17th, 2001. So I said it was slower and kind of like a spooky at the beginning. It was just very like ballad. I was reading on somebody else's review. They said this is a simple torch song for a lost love. So then for some reason this song just like put a picture in my head of what a music video for this could be like. So I said they had great voices, and I'm like, I'm picturing a dark castle with a girl in a white flowy dress walking away with a cat with a candle. So this is like the vision that this song popped into my head.
Didn't S Club 7 also have like this kind of a music video? Like your picture of it? Like, were they in a castle? Was it S Club 7?
I looked up the music video because
okay.
I was like, all right, I'm going to look this up and see like how off I am. So they're not in a castle. They are on an island. I guess they've
been okay. So they actually do have a video.
So they do have a video for this song. So I'm like, I'm just going to watch this whole video. So I'm going to regale you with my findings, everyone.
Okay.
So it's Ghost of You and Me. So so they're just like, the three of them are like standing like on a beach, and there's like a big piece of wood, and then they have guitars for some reason, but they're just like, it looks like they've been shipwrecked, and they're wearing like casually type clothes. And then there's a girl swimming under the water, almost like a mermaid or whatever, but she's not. She's just like, she's wearing a white dress. And then she comes up. So now she like comes up, but they had already left this island part. So now they're like walking down like a cobblestone road, the three of them, and they're more dressed up. Like, even though it is definitely a tropical location, they're wearing like button-down dress shirts, all this stuff, right? And then suddenly a bunch of girls in white dresses with candles start following them. So now I'm trying to think if I actually have ever seen this music video, or if this, the thought of this, the sound of this music video just makes you think of like a spooky white dress girl with a candle.
Okay, not S Club 7, 5. Didn't 5 have something like a similar music video?
You're right, they did.
In yeah, okay. I was like S Club 7, but I meant 5, yeah.
No, it was 5, you're right.
Yeah.
I remember what it is. Yes. So anyway, so then now there's like a girl in a house. And yes. She's of course wearing the, so all the girls in this video, they were always wearing a white dress, like shorter, like whatever, and holding a candle. So she's
there. Is it like, is to show that she's a ghost, so she's an angel?
I guess.
Okay.
So then now there's like there's like a canopy bed, and now suddenly the boys are now like performing on like an outdoor stage in like a little square, and there's like girl violinists playing behind them. And then now the girl ghost appears in the audience. So now all of these, like a whole horde of girl ghost people appear with their little candles and very solemn faces, and they're in the crowd, but they're just like looking straight ahead, and the boys are playing, but I don't think they can actually see these girls. But they keep like fading away and stuff. And then like the guys are like on the street, and now like the ghost girls are like surrounding them from like every angle. And then for some reason, they're just like randomly like now walking in a field. Like there's green grass and there's like lines of these ghost girls. And I'm just like, what is happening? And then they're on the beach, and then they just kind of like disappear into the ocean. And I was just like, this is a very deep music video, but yeah, I thought it was kind of entertaining, because like listening to the song, I envisioned ghost girl like with a candle, and then yeah, so there you go. So apparently so did whoever made the music videos.
Yes.
But yes, it's talking about like haunting and like the candle. Oh, because the song says watching the candle flicker out. And okay. So maybe I'm not that deep and I just didn't pay attention to the lyrics. So there you go. It's like lost at sea and all this stuff. So I didn't mean to fall in love with you. You know, this isn't love, it's robbery. So yes, it's a very like a soothing, like ballady type melody. Yes. So.
Yeah.
All right, so if you got anything.
So I don't have that long of a thing to say. but I will say, like, it's not a bad ballad. Like, I thought it was nice, even though it's, like, kind of weird, the music video. But I think it's, like, nice. So I'm going to give it a half a thumbs up.
Half thumb. Arr, matey.
Or maybe like instant, like I don't know, like sideways thumb, and it's like I don't know. I'm tired. I don't know.
Okay, next up, I can tell that you're tired. Also, that is the name of this song.
Okay, thank you. That's a good segue.
Yes. Thank you. And Robin Thicke.
What? Is it the Robin Thicke? Yep.
American singer, songwriter, and record producer, best known for Blurred Lines. What? I didn't know that. Okay, so
how did they? That's cool. How did he even like come to know them? But I guess like back then he wasn't really a big deal, right? Was Robin Thicke a big deal? Yeah, but like him, I don't know. I've never known him until like years ago.
Solo until like Blurred Lines.
Yeah.
What did we say that was? 2013?
Yeah.
So this was 2000, right? So
yeah. Okay. Interesting. Before. I guess he wasn't really like that popular back then, or maybe he was. I don't know.
You know what? Maybe he just did a lot of behind the scenes writing and producing.
That's true.
So he, speaking of producing, he also produced this album and so this song, and so did Pro J.
No idea. Is it Pro J or Pro Jack?
Projay.
Okay, sorry.
I have no idea. The name is not clickable, so
Wikipedia. I don't know why I said Pro Jack. Like, that's gonna help the situation.
Is there somebody named Pro Jack that you know? No.
Okay. This is what happens when it's very late at night and you're tired.
Sorry. I can tell. I said I like this one too. So this one, he's still with the girl, but he can tell that they're growing apart. So I feel like this is part of the pre-breakup song. The fire is burning out.
Pre-ghost girl.
By the way, that... Dun, dun. So like, you know, that... So,
yeah, that's really nice. I liked it.
It's like, it's a nice sounding song, but you're like, yeah. Oh, this is like a pre-breakup song.
It flows well.
It's just like I can see that there's faded signs.
Yes.
You're not there. We're dancing with the music ended. Like, you know, it's just kind of like they're asking their hearts for direction.
I can tell by the some way really singing. Nice lyrics, I think.
It's like a nice breakup. Like, I don't. Like,
yeah, I guess. Yeah, the best possibly breakup song.
Yeah.
Nice way. Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like the theme of this album is I love you, you're amazing. We suck. We should probably break up. We've broken up and now I want you back. And then, you know, so
what is the album called again?
Sooner or Later.
Sooner or Later.
Yes.
Okay.
Which ironically is not the name of any of the songs, but I think they actually do have a song called that one. But anyways. Okay. Do you have anything else for I Can Tell?
No, I think it's a nice song. I like the lyrics, some nice lyrics, I think.
Excellent. So number 7 is Love Is Leaving. This was written by Mark Berry, Christian Burns, and Stephen McNally. So that is BB Mac. So they wrote this song.
Very nice.
It was produced by Rob Cavallo and John Lind. Okay. Well, I didn't know they wrote the song. I wrote, it's okay, or meh. So no offense, guys. I go, this is another pre-breakup song. So some of the lyrics are, love is leaving and you don't want me anymore. Why should I even try? Because, you know, love is leaving. You're the last thing on my mind. So it's just like, okay, so if you don't want to even try, so what, just, you know, dude, just rip off the Band-Aid and break up with her, right? Because
that's right.
It's kind of like this is kind of like a dragging you on song. But he was talking about how I'm lonely. I was a fool, blah, blah, blah. I can see through your lies. So like, you know, maybe just go ahead and break up before you break up.
Yes. Before you get hurt some more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't really like this one that much. Yeah, I'm going with you as well. Like, meh. There are other better songs than the other one.
Oh, for sure. Like, by far and large, this is a very good album, but there's a couple of songs where I'm just like, eh. But
yeah.
For the most part, I feel like it's like way more better songs than not on this
album. I agree, so. Yeah. Which I was kind of surprised because I was like, oh, who knew that this album was good? But I guess like this is how most people remember them by with this album. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good debut album for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the next song is number 8. It is called Love on the Outside. This is, again, written by Mark Berry, Christian Burns, and Stephen McNally. Produced by Rob Cavallo, John Lind, and BB Mac. So they wrote it and produced it. So kudos. Okay, so when I was listening to this song, there was a line that said, love is never ending. But the way that it sounded like reminded me of NSYNC.
Mm.
I was just like, what song is this? So then I like looked it up and it's Sailing, which I don't even know. I feel like that might have actually been a cover of another song.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken. I don't know if I can Google.
Sailing. So they used some of the
They didn't, beats, though.
Or...
It sounded like it.
Oh, okay.
Sailing. So it is a cover. There was just like a thing. It's like, I can't remember what the word love is never ending. Cause like just you wait and see. I can't sing it, but there's a part in the song and it just reminded me of it. And both times I listened to this song, I was just like, this reminds me of the NSYNC song. So I was like,
okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Sounds kind of county. Oh, I also said it kind of had a bit of a country sound to it. Had like a little bit of like
a twang. Vibe
to it. Yes. But then I also said it was catchy. And I've clicked on the wrong lyrics. Hold on 1 second. Just trying to read my handwriting here. If I gave you my heart, would you give it a home?
Lyrics sounds familiar.
If I gave you my heart, would you give it a home? Because this love is on the outside in love all alone. So
I don't know why.
Yeah, so I don't know. It just sounded like interesting. So so it kind of gave me a little bit of a country vibe, a little bit of NSYNC vibe. But yeah, no, it's a pretty good song. Not bad. So yes.
Yeah, I thought it was not bad. This one is better than the other one that we thought was meh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay, so number 9 is Still on Your Side, which was a single. Yes. This was written by Bridget Benetate, Bob Thiel, Dylan O'Brien, and then also Mark Berry, Christian Byrne, Stephen McNally. It was produced by Rob Cavallo, John Lynn, and BB Mac. Nope, it was not, because I'm looking at the wrong thing. It was produced by O'Brien, Thiel, Cavallo, and Lind. So BB Mac did not, but they helped write it.
Okay.
So this was their second single. It was released May 14th, 2001. I'm still on your side. So it's like, I will stand up for you no matter what you're going through. So this is a very good song about friendship, I feel.
Yeah.
That you're always going to be there for somebody. So even if somebody like is hanging out with other people, if they need your help, if you need to defend, they need your help, or they're like their new people have like ditched them or whatever, you're still there for them. Like no matter what you're going through, I'm still there for you. I don't know why. I also kind of equated this to Nick Carter when I heard the song the other, and I was just like, you know, like, cause obviously he goes through a lot of shit. But we're like, you know, I'm still by your side. Like we're all here for you. We support you and things like that. And, you know, I feel like it's like, I know it's also supposed to be for like a love or whatever, but I feel like this song was more kind of like, gives me a lot more friendship vibes. Listen to it a lot. I totally forgot that was the song. And I was like, holy shit. Yes. Obviously I know this song. Like this was a big single. Like, so yes, star for this song. Good song.
Everyone has like a different interpretation of what the song lyrics could be. What do you think? Yeah. I think, it was also friendship, but it could also be love.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're by the person that you love's side if they're going through something hard. Yes. That kind of thing. But yeah, I thought it was a nice song. Yes.
When the whole world turns against you, it ain't no lie, don't you know that?
Yes.
Yes, it's good. Sorry.
So even though people are against you, you still have that one person that's always there for you.
They're always there for you.
They got your back.
Yeah, and like, you know, sometimes friendships, maybe you might not talk to somebody for years and years and years, but you know that you're like, they come into your life again and you're there for them and whatever, right? So
yeah,
you know, and just it's kind of also like anytime you need help and you can't find nobody else, I'm still on your side. So just kind of like, I also feel kind of like a hopeful song, like, you know, because sometimes when you're like in a depressed mood or something, you think, oh my God, nobody cares about me. Nobody, like, whatever. But, you know, like, people are still there for you, even if they're not there all the time. Like, you sometimes just gotta reach out, right? So.
Yeah, like, people are busy. They still try to take the moment to help you out as best they can.
Exactly. There you go. So that,
I like it.
I like it. It's a good song. A plus. Okay, so the next song is called Always. So this was written by Mark Berry, Christian Burns, Stephen McNally. So that's BB Mac. They produced this one. So did Rob Cavallo and John Lind. I was not expecting it to be so short. Did you, like, it was, it's a very quick, it's only 1:06.
Yeah. I was like, oh, is that it? I was like surprised.
Like flute and piano-y, and whatever the heck my mousey, maybe this means music, I don't know. I said it was a quick song. It was kind of a cappella-y, I guess, but it not, because obviously there was instruments. I said it was okay. So I just looked up the lyrics, and there's literally only 4 lines to this song.
Oh. So I wonder why they chose to have this on the album.
Like a random, like, little, like, quick...
It was like an interlude, almost.
Kind of made me feel like you're like out in the reeds and you're like listening to like in the wind outside. I don't know. It was just kind of like, I don't know. So it's like, so the lyrics are, now your face lights up the sky. Somehow I feel that's you close by. And when I'm happy, you can see, I know you're watching over me always. So is this like a death song? Like someone has died and they're watching over them now? Like,
oh, maybe this helps with the ghost song.
Maybe. I feel like there's some probably really deep meaning behind this song,
or it could just be nothing at all.
Could be. But yeah, it kind of just, and it kind of sounds like a heavenly outdoorsy kind of, like, yeah. And they have good voices. It's good. So
No, they sound is good. I like the sound. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So the next song is called Can't Say. So again, this is written by Mark Berry, Christian Burns, Stephen McNally.
Sorry, what number is that?
Sorry?
What number was that?
This is number 11. Yeah. Phil Thornley and David Monday. And it was produced by Oliver Lieber. The lyrics are, can't say always I love you. What? Oh, can't say why I love you. Sorry, my handwriting got really, like, bad near the end here. So I can't say why I love you. I can't say what I do, but I can't say why I love you. So you're like, okay.
There's a lot of repeat lyrics.
I thought this kind of had a really, like, kind of like a singer-songwriter kind of guitar vibe. Like, kind of like a little more, kind of reminded me a little bit, kind of like Ryan Cabrera-y type sound. There's like a
His song that he wrote about his wife. I think it sounds, it's like almost in that vein.
Is it true? Is that the song?
Yeah, true. Don't you think? Maybe?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I said it was good. It has like kind of like a good sound to it. It's kind of like, you know, I wasn't my favorite, but it was like, it was a good, like, it had a good sound to it. I like this, the guitars and then, so.
An interesting way to almost end the album, the second last song, like that.
Maybe could have ended it that way, but.
Yeah. It's a second one, the last song. Yes, yeah. But sure. Yeah.
So the last song is Again. So this is again written by Mark Berry, Christian.
Oh my God! I thought you were gonna say Again. Okay, what again?
Again, and Stephen McNally. So the three of them wrote this song. It was produced by Mark Jolly, Richard Cardwell, Milton McDonald, BB Mac, and Rob Cavallo. I said it was slow and kind of weird, and I wasn't a fan, and then I also wrote too slow. So this one is probably my least favorite song on the album. I don't know if just because I was rushing to listen to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I also didn't really like this one. I think they could have ended it with the other song, the second last one.
Yeah. Like, I so feel maybe bad like they helped write it, but I just didn't like Can You Help Me?
Yeah.
Can I Hold You Once Again? They say love is blind, my heart can't see. The reason why you left our love is hurting me. I'm not crying for you no more. Don't go away again. So I guess it's like you don't want to be like left alone. I don't know.
Feels like kind of a downer, no?
Yes, that's right. That's it. And maybe it's just because it's a slow song, maybe that's why it's a downer, but it just right, it did kind of feel like a downer.
Yeah, so like I get it, but also like, do you want to be sad ending an album, or do you want to be like uplifting? Like
you want to be upbeat and you want to like
and
you know, so yeah.
So that means you just have to repeat back to me, so then you're uplifted.
And you just kind of put the song on repeat. So yeah, so that is the 12 songs. So it says the single, so Back Here was released in the UK in 99, in the US in 2000, in the UK in 2001. Still on Your Side was in the US in 2001, in July, May 2001 in the UK. And Ghost of You and Me was on TRL May 11th, 2001. So the original track listing from the Asian album was released in winter of 1999. So it had Back Here, Still on Your Side, Next Time, I Can Tell, Again, Can't Say, Miss You More, so that's a new one. Emily's Song was not on this one. September, Sooner or Later, which would make sense if it was on this album because the album is called Sooner or Later.
Yes.
They didn't put the song on it. I don't understand. And then More Than Words.
Yes.
So I don't really know why, but there you go. So that is, it got certified gold in the US. So it sold 500,000 copies on the charts. It made,
which is pretty good for not because they weren't that popular, right? Or I don't
know. No idea. So they got on the US Billboard 200, it came in 182. Japanese charts, it got to 57. Scottish was 14. UK was 16. US Billboard 200 was 38. And the US Heat Seekers, they got to number one. I don't know what that is.
Is that like another like Billboard chart that they do?
From Billboard. So it says top Heat Seekers are breaking and entering music charts issued weekly to Billboard magazine. The Heat Seekers album and the Heat Seekers songs were introduced in 1991 with the purpose of highlighting new music by new and developing artists.
Okay, cool.
So there you go. So, I guess we got to pick our top three. And I know this is like, and I always hate picking singles. I really do. But I feel like sometimes they're singles for a reason. So, like, obviously, I'm going to pick Back Here and Still on Your Side. I don't know if my third is going to be I Can Tell or Next Time or Unpredictable. I think I'm going to go Unpredictable. So, yes, those are my three, top three. So, Back Here, Still on Your Side, Unpredictable.
Okay, I'm going to go Back Here. I think I liked some of the majority of the songs.
No, that's the thing. Like, I like the majority of this album is really good. There's two songs that I'm kind of
So I'll go Back Here. I Can Tell was pretty good, I think. And then what's the third one? Sorry, what was the third one called?
On Your Side.
Did I like that one? I'm trying to remember.
I'm Still on Your Side.
I think I like that one. All right.
Well, listeners, let us know what your favorite songs are. I almost pressed the wrong button. I almost ended it without So anyway, so good album. I really like the band. They were delightful in person. They perform very well. They smell really good. My entire drive home from Cleveland, I could still smell their cologne on my dress. And I was just like, just very like lovely, lovely gentlemen. So
wonderful.
So I'm glad.
Yeah, I thought I liked majority of the songs.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought this was a very good album. Like, it sounded like cohesive, it was all kind of together. There was a couple songs that were a little bit off, but for the most part, overall, I would definitely put this into rotation. There's like a lot of good songs on there.
For sure. There was like some upbeat ones, some good song lyrics.
Ones that were just like, so yes, there's obviously a lot of pretty much all love songs, I guess. Like, oh, I want you better.
Well, to be fair, that's a boy band staple.
That's pretty much how boy bands work, right? So it's all about love. So so I thought overall I thought it was a really good album and I really enjoyed it.
They did well and I can see why they became popular from this album.
Oh sure. So it is the Sooner or Later album by BB Mac. Make sure to check it out and feel free to write in the comments what your favorite songs are, if you recall listening to this album back in the day or you just remember the singles or if this is new for you.
And if you went to the concert to see BB Mac with O-Town and the rest of them, feel free to let us know in the comments as well.
Let us know how it was and what you enjoyed about it, for sure. What your favorite song was. So, okay. Well, I guess that's it for today. Do you have anything else you want to...
No, I thought that we did a good job.
So there you go. High five to us. Okay. No, but,
sorry, we're tired. I'm sorry. Sir. Maybe we can edit this part.
It's fine. It's all good. But yeah, so anyways, if you guys have any other albums you want us to review, let us know in the comments, or if there's any other bands you want us to check out, feel free to let us know. So, okay. So thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.